Good morning, Rechtim Chayodim, Klaus Hamazayin. We're learning Siman Aleph. So the Chayodim says, there are three partners in the creation of a man, Amokam Baruch Hu, Vavavim, the parents, the father and the mother, in conjunction with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Chazal, Bizman Sha'odim, Mechabit, Avavim, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mahal Ani Aleim, Kilo Darti Beneim, Chibduni. If a child respects the parents, which are partners with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The third partner says, it's like I'm there and they're being mechabed me as well. He causes tzar to his parents. If he sees the child causing pain to the parent, the Russian says, if I'd be there, the child would be willing to cause me pain as well, which would be a terrible thing. So therefore, it's good that I'm not there, as it were. Okay, so this is an extension of the concept of the kavod of the parents is parallel and equated to the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bereshit says that I look at what the child is doing to the parent as respect for the source where he came from, and that includes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Upshita, it's obvious, Shetzarek Lahava, Oyesam Kegufa, the person has to love his parents. So, any person you have a chiyuv of ava, but there's a mitzvah of ava to the parent, similar to the ava to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you see this? Can you see the Zohar Parshas Tetzei? Like the Zohar says, a kibro d'ishtadol b'hoin basa avuya v'ime, that just like a child who is taking the effort to be with his parents, the rochem lon yatim garmei, he loves the parents more than himself, of a nafshe more than garmei nafshe baruchei benishmasei, more than all the parts of his being. V'cholam adahavi le hu chashav le la'ayin lemebe beruusa davuya v'ime, and whatever he has, all of his possessions, he looks at as nothing compared to his desire to take care of the needs of his father and mother. So we see that the child has a chiyuv of love to the parent beyond his own personal love. So that's similar to the idea of Ava to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Marma Chazal, the Chol Mitzvah Ben Alav, Mitzvah Ben Alav Aim. Chazal said an idea which we mentioned yesterday from the Sefer HaChinuch, that the responsibility the child has to the parent, who the child has some responsibility to have a course of toiv and give back to the parent based on what the parent gave them. A person who's not mechab, a parent, is called the Rasha Tzev, Lema Rasha B'lo Yishalem. The person who takes and does not return is considered a Rasha. So the child receives so much, he has responsibility to give back. Included in that, so if the parent's love for a child is tremendously intense, the child has a chiyuv to give to parallel back that level of intensity. He should not look at his responsibilities to his parents are a burden. If a person does not do kibud av aim, he will receive a negative decrees from Shemayim. They came forth with their mouths, with their speech, they gave me kavod. But in their hearts, they were distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to continue to give a punishment to the nation. So the same way that's true with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we know that the parent's kavod is parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. If a child does such an action to the parent, the person will cause the child to be punished. That's why the Torah says that a person's makala Hashem is chayiv skila. We know that a person's makala avivimoy is chayiv skila. So we see the parallels between the parent and the relationship with the person has vis-a-vis Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the relationship he has vis-a-vis his parents. Okay, we will, the Chai Olam will get more involved in the practical halacha l'maisa b'ez Hashem in Siman Gimel. Have a good day.